White House blasts Atlantic, anti-Trump editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg over sensationalized Signal story. By Nick Gilbertson on March 26, 2025. Washington White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt blasted The Atlantic and its editor-in-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg, during Wednesday's press briefing, while addressing Goldberg's sensationalized story on Signal communications between cabinet officials. Leavitt remarked on Goldberg's story, in which he contended cabinet officials accidentally shared war plans with him about Houthi strikes in Yemen after he was added to a group chat between them on Signal. "This administration is working hard on behalf of the American public every day. But the mainstream media continues to be focused on a sensationalized story from the failing Atlantic magazine that is falling apart by the hour," she wrote. In a follow-up piece publishing the Signal messages on Wednesday morning, Goldberg tweaked his framing, calling them attack plans in a joint byline with Atlantic National Security and Intelligence staff writer Shane Harris. Leavitt reiterated the White House's stance that there was no classified material shared in the message thread. "There were no locations, no sources or methods revealed, and there were certainly no war plans discussed," she said. The Atlantic has even admitted this themselves. "Their release of these internal messages validates the truth, which we have been saying all along." Leavitt also teed off on Goldberg specifically, noting he and his wife, Pamela Reeves, are registered Democrats. "There's arguably no one in the media who loves manufacturing and pushing hoaxes more than Jeffrey Goldberg. Goldberg is an anti-Trump hater. He is a registered Democrat. Goldberg's wife is also a registered Democrat and a big Democrat donor who used to work under, who? Hillary Clinton." Reeves notably worked with then-Secretary of State Clinton as director of the International Fund for Women and Girls in the State Department. According to Federal Election Commission records, a Pamela Reeves of Washington, D.C., has contributed over $24,000 to Democrats since May 2016. Leavitt argued that Goldberg has repeatedly discredited himself with his reporting throughout his career. "This is the same Jeffrey Goldberg who infamously lied about weapons of mass destruction to get us into the Iraq War, which cost trillions of dollars and thousands of American soldiers. And how else has Goldberg discredited himself? By absurdly claiming that President Trump was Vladimir Putin during the 2016 campaign, by peddling the Russia hoax that tried to hijack President Trump's first term, by inventing the suckers and losers hoax to help Joe Biden in the 2020 election, by peddling a hoax about President Trump involving Gold Star families to help Kamala Harris in the 2024 election, which our campaign, at the time, vigorously denied. Jeffrey Goldberg didn't care." Leavitt also reiterated that the White House Counsel's Office and the National Security Council said they are looking into how Goldberg was inadvertently added to the chat.